Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bav Metzia, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Wir gehen Schnee Kalem. I'm sitting at home one day, there's a knock at the door. Chaim and Zvulun come in. Both of them ask me if I can watch Kalem for them. This time it's not money, rather it's Kalem. They both put down their Kalem. Echad, one of the Kalem, Yof is worth mona, 100 zuz. The Echad, one of the Kalem, Yof, 11 zuz, it's worth 1,000. Now they come to pick it up. Both of them walk in, I say, ah, Chaim and Zvulun, how are you? Came to get your Kalem. Sure, no problem. And I go over to the one that's worth 1,000, I say, whose is this? Ze Oimer, Chaim says, oh, Yofa, the nice one, Shali, that's mine. Ze Oimer, the second one says, no, Yofa, Shali, that one's mine. Each one tied is that the 1,000 Zuz Keli is theirs, and the Shomer doesn't remember whether it was Chaim who gave the 1,000 one, or was Zvulun. So the halach is noisein. The Shomer, or in this case, sometimes he's called the Nifkad. The Mafkad means the one who deposits. The Nifkad is the one who received the deposit. Generally, a mem at the beginning of a word, when it's not part of the Shirish, means to give. Like a mafkid means one who deposits. A mishaleach is one who sends. A malva is one who lends. A mem at the beginning of the word, when it's not part of the Shirish, means may, like may hamayim, from the water. So mafkid means from the person that is giving. A nun at the beginning of a word, when it's not part of the Shirish, usually means to receive. Like the nifkat means the one who receives. So either way, noisein, in this case, the nifkad, or the shomer, he gives es hakotin, the small keli le'echad, to one of them. Umitoich ha'gadol, and out of the 1,000 zuz keli, noisein to mei hakotin, he gives the value of 100 l'sheni to the second one. In other words, we're going to sell the keli that's worth 1,000 zuz. We're going to take 100 out of that 1,000. So each one gets their 100. V'ashar, and the other 900, which is the change of the big keli, yei munachat she'avi Eliyahu. I don't know who gets it. So it's going to stay over here till Eliyahu Yanavi comes. Amar Rav Yosi, in Cana, that's the case. If everyone is at least getting back the 100, so again, Mahif Sid Haramoy. What does the liar have to lose by trying? He figures, I'll try to say the big one is his. He has nothing to lose. He's going to for sure get back his 100. El Ravu, like in the previous case, Hakoil, both Kalim, Emunachat Shiyavi Eliyahu, no one gets anything. So now, no one's going to try to lie because he may lose his 100. So basically, it's the same as the previous Mishnah with the money. Why does it have to be repeated over here in the case of a Keli? So the Gemara says, our Mishnah Hey, is telling us a Chiddush. Maybe in the previous case, where I'm holding 300, I don't know who to give the 200 to, I don't know who to give the 100 to, so it's very easy. I take off 100, give it to him, 100, give it to him, and 100 I hold on to. That's it. The Chachamim say, hold on to the 100. But over here, it's not so simple. I'm not breaking off part of the Keli. I have to take the Keli and sell it. Turn it into money, and then give him back only the 100 which the other keli is worth. So maybe under these circumstances, the Chachamim wouldn't say this. So the Chiddush is, no, even here the Chachamim say. Each one's going to get back the 100. The amount that we know for sure goes to each one, even if it means we have to sell the keli.